Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, Democrat ran Illinois has decided to take $638 million of taxpayer money and spend it on the migrants. Now, a lot of people in Chicago are very upset by that. Case in point, our sister Zerlina Smith members. She's going to speak on this. Go ahead, roll that.
Austin resident. They had them housed at our police station. When they decided to relocate them from our police station, which was the 15th district, they decided to start giving out more free housing expenses by bamboozling homeowners or commercial owners to let them move into their properties for a stipend. And once that stipend ran out, they're stuck with illegal immigrants running through our community that are living free. Well, we have a mass housing issue when it comes to Chicagoans. Tell us as Chicagoans that we are being taken care of. One in to four children, the Crane magazine just posted that black children and brown children who are born in the city of Chicago are going to bed hungry. But yet and still, they find money to feed illegals. They want to make it seem as though they're, you know, just undocumented. These people are fleeing our their country and coming to our country and taking the resources. If my 14-year-old knows that this is a problem and she wants to move to Texas because they don't want them, then it's a real problem when the children are noticing that the Democrats have failed them and my 14-year-old wants to move to a Republican-led state.
Wow. Governor Abbott will probably welcome you with open arms. I just want to show you this. Call 42 here is $638 million. That's the amount of money that the Illinois state has committed to taking care of migrants. And $138 million has been spent since October of 2022.
Now, of course, we would welcome Sister Zerlina down here to Texas, definitely in the Houston area. We would love to have her and many other people like her in down here with us. But let me tell you why even though I would welcome her, I would give caution to not leave Chicago. That's what they want. They want to make the black population flee Chicago and go to other cities or other states, and they want to take over our living conditions, neighborhoods, schools, etc. So that's why I really wouldn't advocate a mass exodus of black Americans out of Chicago. Black Americans have built a Chicago. They have been there for hundreds of years. Their families have been there. No, black Americans need to stay right where they are in Chicago and take a stand against this issue that you're dealing with right now. Now, as you heard, $138 million went to the migrants. But we can't get no reparations, right? $138 million went to the migrants with no study, no commission, no nothing. You remember like in California, they say, oh, we're going to have a reparations commission. And we're putting this commission together, have meetings and all this. We're going to do proposals. But when it comes to even migrants in California, now they get free health care. American citizens have been begging for free health care forever. They can't get it. But in California, as of this year, oh, the migrants got free health care. Free. They're literally getting a red carpet treatment. All they got to do is come over here. That's it. Which incentivizes more and more and more people to come. The $638 million, none of that will go to black people. None of it. And what are we told by the Democrat Party? Functions of government is something for black people. When you say, hey, what did Biden do for the black community? Hey, Biden did an infrastructure bill. Hey, he gave your state some money. See, it's for roads. It's for the internet. Wait a minute. Hold on. Roads. That's why you take taxes so we can keep the roads straight. This is why you take taxes so you can take care of any critical infrastructure that's in this country. What you mean is just that's something for black people. If that's the case, then that's for white people and that's for Asians. That's for all these different groups, right? It's not just for black people. But when these other groups ask for something, you don't tell them, hey, we did an infrastructure bill. Hey, we did the Inflation Reduction Act. That's something good for black people, right? When black people say, what you done? Hey, we were lower prescription drug prices for insulin. The majority of black folks not on no doggone insulin, and we have proven that in a couple of podcasts ago from the American Diabetes Association. The majority of black people aren't using insulin. So what are you talking about? That's not for black people. That's for anybody who have diabetes. Of course, I don't want nobody to have diabetes, which we know in this country, diabetes comes from the wicked diet that they serve American citizens with access sugar, high fructose corn syrup, the fake sugar, not the real sugar that come from, you know, God himself, right? But they always don't have no money for black people. And this is the Democrats. And let me tell you something, Chicago. And just, it's not just Chicago, it's New York or any of you cities that's talking right now about the migrants. Chicago, let me say something. So when y'all talk about all these schools that was closed, because see, I have a history of that, even though I'm not from Chicago, but I've been covering news stories for quite a while. The administration of Rahm Emanuel, a Democrat, closed 50 schools in Chicago. These same schools that they putting the migrants in, look, they closed them down in your communities, but now they can open them up for migrants. The same Rahm Emanuel had the Laquan McDonald case, right, which he tried to cover up. And a lot of you got upset about what happened with that. So Rahm Emanuel got voted out. Remember, he's a Democrat. He worked with Obama. Then you replace Rahm Emanuel with Lori Lightfoot, another Democrat, right? Lori Lightfoot got in there. She didn't do a good job either. Y'all got upset with Lori Lightfoot, and now y'all went replaced Lori Lightfoot with Brandon Johnson, another Democrat. So based off of the last three people, you are putting in the same party, just a different face and a different name. But you didn't learn from Rahm Emanuel. You didn't learn from Lori Lightfoot. And now you're complaining on Brandon Johnson. Because I remember y'all complained on Rahm Emanuel. Oh, y'all so upset with Rahm Emanuel. You put Lori Lightfoot in. Oh, you got upset with her. Put Brandon Johnson in. Now you're upset with him. But unfortunately, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But let's call it what it is. People like Sister Carter Truss and Sister Zerlina here and all these different people like that. I wonder if y'all gonna go out in the next election and go vote another Democrat. Sure, you get rid of Brandon Johnson. Let's say you do. But you go putting in another Democrat. See, I told y'all a long time ago, it's not a Rahm Emanuel problem. It's not a Brandon Johnson problem. It wasn't a Lori Lightfoot problem. It's a Democrat problem. In New York, it's not an Eric Adams problem. It's a Democrat problem. Have y'all realized that no matter where the Democrats are at, they're doing the same things? In Boston, Mayor Wu, right? Michelle Wu. She's doing the exact same thing. She's a Democrat. Look at that mayor in Denver. What's his name? Johnston? Last thing is Mayor Johnston? Democrat. Doing the exact same thing. Like, have y'all noticed a pattern that wherever the Democrats are at, they're doing this? So you can get rid of all these mayors. As long as you put another Democrat back in office, you're going to keep having the same problem with the migrants. They're going to keep taking your resources. You're going to complain. You're going to get upset. But it's on you to do something about it. See, as of right now, I have sympathy for you. And what I mean by a sympathy is because a lot of you now in mass kind of see coming to the light. But after this election cycle, I will see if you truly came to the light. Or are you just complaining about a Democrat in your mind thinking we got to keep the Democrats, but just put a different Democrat there instead of realizing this is their platform. Prioritizing everybody else but you in Black America is their platform. Taking resources from you and giving it to others is their platform. Taking tax dollars from you, giving it to Ukraine, Israel, all these different people, that's their platform. They have nothing for us as Black Americans. It's not even a Joe Biden problem, because if they say if you get rid of Joe Biden and put another Democrat in his place, it'll be the same exact thing. It is a Democrat problem. It is not a Joe Biden or any other mayor problem. It's not whatever senator you got, whatever state senator you got. It is, long as they represent the Democrat Party, they're all on the same page. Don't y'all get that? Sure, they'll maybe try to change up the language a little bit, but when the rubber meets the road, They're going to follow the Democrat Party mantra. They're a party. They're not for their local communities. If you were truly for your local community, you don't even have to worry about you can get voted out. For instance, if I was a person in Congress and I knew my district was 80% black, 90% black, and I knew that my district was that much black, I don't have to be doing the All Lives Matter thing. I don't have to, because the people I'm representing the most is the black community. Right? So I can be the biggest advocate ever. You have some black representatives up there who don't have to worry about getting voted out because of other groups in, you know, they have to kind of play the politician game and get the votes of all other groups. They got some black politicians that are in completely solid, strong black districts. They don't even have to worry about dealing with other groups of people. And they still towing the Democrat line. Look at in Chicago and look at Illinois, Pritzker. He's rich as it is now. He tied in with the Hyatt Corporation and all that, his family. And yet he's going to give taxpayer dollars to migrants. That should be illegal. They should be, you know what? If I had to be a president about, you know, people say, how would you deal with sanctuary cities? That's why I deal with it. I will say this. We'll pass a law to ban sanctuary cities. Or if not a law, if I can even do an executive order, and I would say that any city who claims to be sanctuary cities, they get no federal funding. That's it. You know, don't worry about it. All federal funding gets cut off tomorrow. Continue being a sanctuary city if you want to. You can do it. You just go on your own. I promise you, the moment federal funding is cut off from that state, let's say like Illinois, it gets cut off from Illinois, it gets cut off from New York, it gets cut off from Colorado, it gets cut off. I promise you, them sanctuary cities, that status will be gone in a week. They need federal dollars to operate so many different programs. And then what you do, you come up and say, look, I want to get the federal dollars back, but we can't have all this sanctuary city stuff. No, because it's incentivizing people to come here because they know they're going to get free stuff. They know they're going to get free debit cards. They can get money, get cars. You know, you're incentivizing gangs to come up here, which they already here. They're robbing people and doing all kind of other things, right? So we have to cut off the incentive. So we have to cut off the federal dollars so we can force these cities to not be sanctuary cities or sanctuary states, right? Just like that law in California. I would cut off federal funding for that too. I'll say no. If you're not giving the American citizens free health care, then no, they can't have that. No. No sanctuary city or sanctuary states getting federal dollars. I promise you the voters themselves will get them right within a week. When you start cutting off all that funding and all these programs that people are in, they'll get it right. That's all they got to do at the federal government level. It's easy ways to make them get right. But see, it's a game they playing up there. Sometimes a lot of them not serious about trying to fix the problem because, you know, you fix a problem, you may say, I don't need them because the problem's fixed. They create a problem, then talking about they want to fix it. Like the Democrats has created this migrant crisis, but then they want to get mad and say, well, the Republicans, they didn't vote on the bill to fix the immigration. Like, wait a minute. Y'all created the problem. Now you want to get mad because you say, well, the Republicans, they negotiated the bill and they backed off from it. How Biden gonna get credit for fixing something that he started when before he got in office, they had policies already on the books to keep the people in Mexico? Like, do y'all not realize we do have the internet? Like our memory is very long. At least over here it is. The deal is, and I'm going to say this. In November, I'm going to see how everybody vote. I want to see. And if I see y'all go out and vote Democrat like that and put these people right back in office, the next 4 years after that, I won't say a word about Biden. I won't say a word about the Democrats. I won't say a negative word about them. I promise you I won't say a negative word about them. But what I am going to do is going to be 4 years of me looking at what the Democrats are doing to y'all. And everything I'm going to report about what the Democrats doing to y'all at that point, I'm going to say you wanted it because you went out and voted for it. So let the migrants get all the money they want. Let the migrants enjoy the schools. I won't say a word about the migrants at that point. I promise you I won't say a word about them. Because y'all see now. Y'all see. So don't come up here talking about you didn't know, or I'm seeing certain people come out talking about, well, you know, we talking about reproductive rights. We need, like, the migrant crisis is way more important than that. Way more important. Well, I can't vote for Trump. I can't vote for Republicans. I can't because of this and that and the third. But you don't quit your job, though. Your supervisor's racist, and you know it. And you ain't quit your job. The people that run your apartment complex, you know they got some anti-black thoughts process. Are you moving out? Have you moved out yet? You know some people at the grocery store got some anti-black sentiments that you ran into. Did you stop going to that particular grocery store because you felt that way about them? And you feel that? Some of you go to college. And you know this particular professor really don't like black people like that. Did you just stop going to the whole college? Did you even stop going to PWIs? Because there's a possibility that you can deal with some racism in PWIs. Did you stop going? No. Unfortunately, in America, as long as them folks run it, anti-black racism comes with it. You have to challenge it head on and navigate it. That's what you have to do. So when I look at things, yeah, I guess, well, my mindset, I look more in the guise of how do you look at things in the bottom line, right? I don't have to like you at all, but if what you're offering is going to be better for my bottom line, then that's what it has to be. Do you think that when they do these diversity quotas, if that's what they want to do, and diversity quotas just don't mean black people, it means white women, it means other groups of people, it means LGBT, it means a bunch of things, it just don't mean black. Do you really think these people really want to hire all these different groups of people? Sometimes they may want to just hire a number of white men to work these jobs, right? But they have to do it to stay in business. Do they like it? Sometimes they don't. But they do what they have to do because at the end of the day, they're trying to make billions of dollars a year. And they're willing to make that particular sacrifice to get to the billions of dollars a year. What I mean by that, sometimes you have to do something different that you may not like to get the results that you need. Now, people say they'll take the couch. That's fine with me. But let's say if a person say, you know, I think I'm going to vote for Trump. Well, you may not like Trump. You may, because some people still in their feelings about Trump. Like, it's crazy to me how you got some black people in their feelings about Trump. Like, what did Trump actually do? And I study this stuff. This is my job. What did he actually do specifically to black America? And he hasn't. Yet the guy that mass incarcerated black people with the 1994 crime bill, y'all love this guy. Yet Trump didn't even do that crap. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Like he didn't do no law specifically against black Americans while that man was in office. He didn't. And that now one of you could come and say, oh yes, he did. This is a particular law he did against us specifically. He didn't. You would think your vitriol would be against Biden. I seen the effects of the 1994 crime bill. See, the deal is a lot of you today didn't see it. I saw what happened with Biden and the crime bill. And yet you got black folks to say up here, Biden's a good man. But you know what? If as long as you got a Democrat in front of your name, black folks are blind. All you gotta do is have a Democrat. That's it. You can be the biggest Klansman ever. Just as long as you don't say the N-word or whatever. Behind the scenes, you can do it. You can go wherever you want to go. But as long as you got that D in front of your name, you can do no wrong. And that's just what I don't understand. I know Trump will get the migrants on out of here. And some of you, like, see, I'm not personally, me discussing the migrant crisis, it's because I care about my brothers and sisters in these sanctuary cities. I live in Texas. We're not dealing with that problem because Greg Abbott is handling that problem, right? So I really, if you really want to be real, I personally don't have a personal dog in the migrant crisis fight. So when you hear me talking about it, I'm talking about my personal stake in the community and watching my community members going through things, having things taken away from them, what's happening in New York, our homeless, our different things that's happening with our people, what's happening in Boston. Because y'all have a lot of support right now, you brothers and sisters in these sanctuary cities. Don't let us all down nationwide in November and go back out and vote Democrat. Because you're going to lose that support. And then black folks are like, well, man, y'all deal with it then. If you have what you like, you got to do something different to get a different result. You know that definition of insanity. And the problem is, politically, we have been insane for the past 60 years as black folk. We haven't gotten anything. We talk about reparations. Hell no. No reparations for you. Migrants, hey, man, checkbook's open. Give them all what they need. They driving around in New York in cars. No driver license, no insurance. Will let you drive with no driver license or insurance. Watch what the NYPD do to you. But they pulling up in front of hotels. They staying for free and with cars. In Denver, the migrants got cars. No driver license, no insurance, no nothing. They ain't got to pay no registration, no inspection. They just doing whatever they want to do. They the untouchables. But let you do it. Watch what happened to you. Watch how you get put in jail. You know, some of you will go to jail for driving a suspended license. These cats ain't got nothing. They break whatever law they want to break. But they have been given a green light to do it, though. So I can't just get mad at them when the Biden administration has told everybody, leave them alone. They can do whatever they want to do. That's what that is. But some of you are actually going November and putting people back in our life. Say, please don't do that. Please don't. I'm like I said, I don't want to be the guy that's going to be getting on y'all nerves for the next 4 years after that. I want to be proud of y'all. I want to see y'all and I'm trying to understand why Democrats got so much of a stronghold on cities. Because even in Texas, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, Austin are actually Democrat strongholds. The state is red, but the actual like Houston itself, that's all Democrat. Now you get outside of Houston, you get into your places like Galveston County, different places like that, or Fort Bend or Brazoria. You got different counties that's you can start getting more red, maybe be split in the middle. But I just never understood why Democrats have such a stronghold in the cities, but in Texas cities, we don't have no sanctuary city status like that. Oh, no. But let's just see what happens in November. Let's just see what happens. I already know what a lot of those older folks going to do. I mean, that's why I'm not even addressing them at this point, because they have thoroughly let me down. And I just look at that as a lost cause at this point. So I don't waste my time with lost causes. But definitely the people, they say that the next election is going to be more younger people. Like when they say younger, they mean under 50. And you look at the next election after that, it's going to be, more and more of that. And those of you who are over 50 say, I ain't like that. I can't stand them Democrats either. I'm not talking about you, brothers and sisters. I'm not referring to you. But let's just see, because either the cow's going to have to win the next election, or Trump or whatever. But the only thing I'm gonna say is we gotta get out of our feelings about doggone Trump. Trump ain't done me nothing, and he ain't done the black community much of nothing. He really hasn't. Not something in policy. Has he said some stuff that's stupid? Yeah, he has. But I can, like I said, I guess I'm different. I can care less what you say. He, as long as you ain't calling me the N-word directly and creating no policies that's going to, you know, harm our people, and I see that policy harmed our people. I'm just sick of the Democrats giving everybody all this money, but we can't get reparations. That's just my issue.